Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up. Good morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Got him. And that's the ball game, and the Giants sweep the Atlanta Braves in another one-run game.
Yeah.
Spectacular baseball. Fourth homestand of 7-plus games to have every game decided by one run in Major League history.
Blaine Kuiper, Mike Kruko, Jana Mountain View on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. The Gigantes are Lloyd Banks right now. They're on fire. So much so that a restaurant at Oracle Park, Joe Shasky, caught on fire yesterday. So hot that our studio, that the AC's out. That's how hot the Giants are. It's affecting everything and everyone as they win yet another one-run game. Five in a row for them. They are in fuego. They are just game and a half, whatever it is. They are on the Dodgers' heels in regards to the NL West. They're playing great baseball right now. And you know what? This is as good as I have felt about this team since 2021, and maybe even prior to that, because even in 2021, Joe, I thought even a little, not that it was fugazi, but you felt like you were capturing lightning in a bottle. This feels sustainable. As I say, good morning to you, Sam Lubman, Carter, and all you lovely people just getting off work. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. A great weekend in sports. The French Open was popping. The Valkyries blew out defending champs, but multiple time champions in the Las Vegas Aces over the weekend. Shout out Ballhalla. It was balling. And you're going to be wanting to listen to the Morning Roast all week long because we'll have your tickets for you to win some Valkyries tickets along this week. But we'll start with the Giants, Joe. Just, they're on fire, and it's great to watch.
Yeah, and I mean, look, obviously the Braves are scuffling right now just in general, and they're a big disappointment, but that's still a really talented team. You're seeing, you know, Acuna showed you Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. He is dynamic in almost every phase of the game, whether it's running the bases with the bat. Clearly, he's got a flair for the dramatics defensively, whether it's diving catches. The arm in the first inning of Friday night, you know, stymieing some of the runners that could be on tag-ups. I mean, he's unbelievable. You saw Spencer Schrider, who's still a very good player, and good for Yastrzemski to come through yesterday. It just feels like this team has got, I hate to use the word magic, but a little like pixie dust, if you will.
We use the term aura now.
Yeah.
Joe, that's the term the millennial, well, not millennials, whatever the generation we're on, XYZ, LMNOP, I don't know what we're on anymore, but aura, that's the word we're going to use, okay?
Yeah, and they've done it now against, you know, the Padres with a very formidable lineup on paper, and then you see this lineup with the Braves on paper, and in any order, you got, you know, Michael Harris, and you got Riley, and
Ozuna,
and you have Acuna leading
Olsen.
Off. Matt Olson's a star. I mean, Ozzie Albies. This is an unbelievable lineup. There is really no soft spot of the lineup.
Well, they're now 10 games under 500. The Giants are 10 games over 500. And dare I say, and I texted this to the group chat yesterday, I was like, well, heading towards the trade deadline, is there anyone on the Braves as far as hitters go that the Giants should be interested in? Maybe the Atlanta Braves. Yes, the Braves with all that young talent all locked up. Maybe they're going to be selling some of these players. Who knows? You keep winning games like that in short games, and we call this a crucial stretch for this team, Joe, as they had a massive split against the Padres. And remember, this is all going back to what Buster said back on Wednesday. It was go time for them. It's time to go. That was the exact quote. It's time to go. And he was calling out the entire organization, himself included. Everyone was put on notice on Wednesday. And they've responded with five straight wins.
Joe, they've done things that I just haven't seen them do in forever. Obviously, the big blast by Chapman was huge on Saturday. I mean, just what a great way to win a game.
It was pretty cool. We were all at Ken Luttrell's, producer Ken, here at the station. We call him Jersey Ken, New York Kenny, whatever you want to call him. He's a big New York
everybody
fan.
Was there except me?
Except for you, Willard, and Dibbs. You guys were the only ones that did not show up. So Steiny,
where
Guru,
was
myself,
it at?
Lafayette. So
yeah, I'm not going to Lafayette on a Saturday when I'm down in Sunnyvale, but continue.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's to each your own. We were at Carter. He lives in San Francisco. He made the trek with his lovely wife.
So far. I mean, yeah. Carter's got a limo driver, but keep going.
Lucas Alexander showed up. We had a lot of people.
So Lucas showed up to that party, but wouldn't come to my own son's. Got it, Lucas. Now I know where I stand.
Well, Ken, LJ, I mean,
I love Ken. I'm not trying to dog Ken.
No, but
Lucas and my wife go way back in terms of friendships, and my son and him, I mean, Jesus, he didn't come to my own kid's birthday. You went to Ken's kid's birthday? I know, I feel like
actually, it wasn't even his kid's birthday. It wasn't even 2-year-old Dean's birthday.
Whose birthday was it?
It was Ken's. He was like 37, some just undescript
what?
Number. I know, but again, I have an ending to the story, I promise. We were all there, and he had a TV out, by the way, lovely home. Shout out Katie, the lovely Katie. It's just a beautiful home. They got a pool. It was great.
Wow, Ken's got it like that?
Carter,
move aside. We got a new guy when it comes to family money.
Not one, but two TVs outside of the patio. It was beautiful.
Wow.
We had the game on, and I was playing with Benny and Nora, and they had a little play structure, and all I hear is everyone erupting. It was Carter. It was Lucas. Oh, it's going to go. It's going to go. And it was Matt Chapman walking it off on Saturday. It's pretty freaking cool.
How much live betting was going on there between Lucas and Carter?
Oh, and Justin. Yeah, Justin was there. Old engineer here, Justin, from the station. Yeah.
I thought he moved back to New York.
He's back. He's here. He's chilling.
So he went to New York, and now he's back here.
He's a high-level loser, bro.
No, come on. We love J-Dog. All right? But they were going nuts. No, and the Belmont Stakes happened over the weekend, and Carter, with the all-time mush of the century, saying, who'd you have, journalism?
Yeah.
Yeah. Journalism's going to win. Journalism's going to win. Gets absolutely destroyed in the last 20 seconds. Come on. Kiss of death.
He came around the bend and was just mobbing it. I said, everyone listen to me on horse betting. I told you. And he lost.
He lost. The favorite one going away was a sovereignty, that one. So there you go. There's a lot happening. Carlos Alcaraz coming back from 0-2 sets down three championship points against the number one overall seed, Jannik Sinner. Unbelievable final on the men's side. And shout out Coco Gauff. The American on the women's side getting it done over Sabalenka, who's so salty. Please miss me with all the excuses she was making after it. But, Joe, an incredible weekend capped off by the Giants winning yet another one-run game. And you know what? Big hit for Chapman. Adames got the day off yesterday. We talked about that.
Needed about 7 days off.
Well, he's got another one today because the Giants themselves have a day off. Bob Melvin talked about it yesterday. He's like, we just need him. It's not like physically he's there, Bob was saying, which is great. That's awesome that he's there physically, but mentally, he's just, I don't know.
I've seen this guy strike out on breaking balls just time and time again.
It's not good.
Just getting knee buckled with two strikes. And just overall, just swinging through so many breaking balls.
And yet they're winning, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
But they need him to play a lot better.
He could only play better at this point. That's the glass half full, half empty
Here's what I'll give him, though, right now. Like, you know, I was saying this to the young guys on Saturday. Like, he is struggling so bad, yet it's not he's not slamming helmets. He's not, you know, throwing bats and breaking them over his knee. And when the team wins, who's the first guy out of the dugout?
He is.
You know, there is something to be said for that. Now, look, we need return on the 182. Chapman diving back into first base, jamming his hand. That is something to monitor. I mean, this is an everyday player that you kind of just take it for granted, even though there's ups and downs and he becomes very streaky. They need him to be 100% healthy. But there were specific things that I saw from Bob Melvin over the weekend where I'm like, man, this is just different. It's just different. Friday, Hayden Birdsong's getting roughed up in the fourth inning. They leave him in. I believe they did a mound visit. And then he gets out of the inning. He starts the fifth inning. I liked him starting the fifth inning. But I also liked him getting yanked in that fifth inning. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they would have done last year. I don't know if they would even have started the inning with Hayden Birdsong and giving him an opportunity. They might have went right to the bullpen. But I just thought that the feel of the moment, Bob Melvin was on it. Sunday, yesterday, you know what I saw after they failed to get runners over with one out and runners on first and second in the middle part of the game, I don't know, fourth or fifth inning? A double steal. When was the last time? Not only like a bounced ball in the dirt. I'm talking about a legitimate double steal. Can you remember the last time the Giants did that?
No, cannot. Can't remember the last time Bob Melvin even tried that, to be honest. Maybe as a Padre manager? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have Yastrzemski reward them with that situational base running, and he rips one down the line and scores a couple runs. And just this team right now is doing lots of little things to be encouraged with. And the best part about it is they're not even playing, like, perfect baseball. They're playing good baseball, maybe even great baseball on a day-to-day basis, but not perfect baseball. So there are still things that they can shore up.
And they are, again, 10 games over 500. If I were to tell you that on June 9th, the Giants are 10 games over, you're feeling pretty freaking good about this team. And you just go to the standings, Joe, they're right there. They're right, percentage points, like 0.02 behind the Padres technically, because the Padres have one fewer loss, but the Giants have one more win, one more loss. So they're right there. The Phillies all of a sudden are just free falling. Shout out Tom Petty. They're 1-9 in their last 10. They've lost 5 in a row. They just got swept against the freaking Pirates of all teams, who are god-awful. I love you, Goo. But the Giants, like, all of a sudden, when you talk about consistency and being able to win games like that, when the offense is what the offense is, just they're not going to win 10-0. They're not going to win 10-4. Like, they're not going to be what the Red Sox and Yankees were over the weekend, which is just every single game. And I said that we were, again, going back to the party, the game of the weekend or whatever on Fox. It was Yankees, Red Sox. I was like, oh, this is going to be like a 15-10 game and take 10 hours. It's not going to be those games for the Giants. But that was a familiar brand of baseball that Giants fans are accustomed to, that they can gravitate towards too. I think Logan Webb used the term over the weekend, torture. Now, I do think we have to retire that word. That's specifically for 2010 Giants, you know, 2012.
Bochy's Giants.
That's Bochy's Giants. That's their word. Now, I love the recall, and it's going to bring nostalgia back for a lot of Giants fans, I'm sure. But you won 3 World Series there. The torture that was leading up to that first one was all the heartbreak you had suffered as a San Francisco Giants sports fan. Yeah, they won in New York, but it was all those times, whether it was 89, whether it was in the early 2000s, whether it was wherever, like getting to that point and just failing time in and time out. All those demons were exercised in 2010. And thus, for me, the torture finally ended. Now, watching the bats this year, Joe, for a Giants fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Has been torturous. I saw you flip the spread last week and I was out. That was torture for you to watch this team. But what is the new term for this team to watch the Giants brand of baseball? I want a new word. Torture's retired. Give me the word at 888-957-9570 to describe this Giants season thus far. You can same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. You can also let us know on YouTube, where we are brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance for the dealer. And as always, Joe, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Well, so what's that one word for you Giants fans to describe this team? Torture? Can't use it. It's retired.
Well, and here's the thing with the whole torture term. Like, to me, you know, it was torturous watching this team try to grind out some runs. And I heard an interview this morning where Tim Kawakami on the Odyssey Podcast Network, the TK show, had about a 10-minute conversation with Buster Posey. And he asked him specifically, like, hey, does this team remind you of the 2010, you know, ish Giants, meaning 10, 12, 14. And Buster said exactly what I wanted to hear. Mm. We're never going to be able to replicate 2010, 2012, 2014. If we're going to win, and I'm paraphrasing, but if we're going to win, we're going to have to do it in a different way. Yes, there can be elements that remind us of those championship teams. Like, look at pitching and defense is always going to be a hang your hat on if you want to win in the playoffs way of winning. There's no doubt you have to pitch and play defense.
Always.
I think Buster's probably sitting there going, yeah, I went through that offense, and I remember what it was like, and there were years we always needed a bat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he realizes and knows we can't have the same torture in terms of the offensive futility. And if you ask me right now, I think that Buster is imminently aware that this team not only needs, but it is mandatory that they go get a bat. Like right now, Dom Smith, a guy you got off the... You know, anyone could have had him. You picked him up at basically, you know, the Goodwill.
At Bart, right down the street.
Right? You picked him up. He has been one of your best situational hitters. He's got multiple sack flies. He's got big-time knocks to drive in RBIs. I mean, think about that sentence. Dom Smith, who anyone in baseball could have. And look, I'm not mad at Dom Smith. I like what I'm seeing.
Sure.
Dare I say he's better defensively than Brandon Belt? I don't say that lightly. Like, he has been a pleasant surprise over there. Made a really nice play with a runner at third. Acuna, who still ended up scoring, but he looks the runner back, still gets the lead runner on a situation where you have the corners in on first and second. First and third with one out. Like, he has been a really good player for this team. That's not good enough.
No.
Like, Dom Smith, and I know Buster knows that. I like what I'm seeing right now. And the crazy thing is, I think this team's going to make a big-time splash. This was the week, though, Joe. I think all of the Bay Area took notice. This Giants team is legit.
Yeah.
How legit is up to them to now determine.
They're too legit to quit, I dare say. By the way, we have this or that coming up at 8:30 today. And you people are the guests at 888-957-9570. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And it's a great point because it's time to go. Might be the rallying cry for the rest of this Giants season. As we're talking torture, like, I don't know if like it's too many words to be the theme of the season, but time to go. Tell me when to go. E40 always at Giants games. Like,
I'm down with that.
I love that moniker. And you know what is the big difference between Joe? Because they might not land the bat everyone wants or the name, and they might lose a bidding war with some of these other teams because everyone's going to be looking for a bat. That's the thing with the third wild card, as I keep bringing up. Everyone feels like they're just a bat or two away from really contending, right? I look at the standings right now, and I mentioned them earlier. Giants are right there. If the season ends today, they'd be in the second wild card spot. But hell, they're only a game back of the Dodgers for first place in their own division, right? The Padres are right there. They're all bunched up together. Then you got the Phillies who are scuffling. They're only a half game back of the Giants. Cardinals, a couple games. Brewers right there, four games over 500. Then it's the Reds, and then Diamondbacks, Nationals. Everyone else is under 500. So they're in prime position right now to make a deal. And I feel good about Buster Posey in this department. Not that they'll land someone, but they'll actually try to. I never really believed Farhan when he's like, oh, we're always involved. I was like, were you? Really? Was that the safe? Like, because you finished in second every time, and you let everyone know that you finished in second place. Not by his own words, but you leaked it to the Haymans of the world, the Buster Olneys of the world, the Bob Nightingales of the world. How many times, Joe, did you have to hear, oh, the Giants are right there. The Giants are right there for Otani, for Judge. Oh, it just didn't work out. They're right there for player X. See, I think that Buster will actually, like, legitimately be in there for these conversations. Will they get them? I can't say. I don't know what those conversations are going to be like, but I do think he's going to actively, legitimately try to get those players. I didn't really feel that when it came to Farhan. I didn't. Whether that's fair or not, I didn't feel it if I was a fan.
I think a lot of people would agree with you in terms of, like, the risk-averse nature of Farhan. Oh, it just felt like he always had to win the deal. We all know that friend in fantasy football who, like, refuses to do a deal with anyone.
Yeah.
And right now it feels like everyone. There's only a handful of guys in my particular fantasy league who, like, have the cojones to make a move.
And why is that? Because they don't want to get got, right?
Yeah, but you're losing. Like, that's the thing I always say. Like, dude, you're literally at the bottom of the heap. You have nothing to lose. And to get, you must give. And Buster said something that you absolutely have to hear on the other side. And I thought it was so refreshing in terms of perspective at the top of the pyramid for the Giants. When you talk about how this team is going to operate moving forward, I think that they're a go for the gusto type of a team right now. Mm. And I didn't feel that way in 2021. It felt like all the guys that they assembled, it was like, hey, we're just playing with house money. You know, everybody's on a one-year deal, and we'll see what happens. This feels very, very different.
Now, how did you feel about that Chris Bryant trade at the time? Because that felt like a big deal.
Oh,
the
guy was a
won
big
a World
deal.
Series. He's a hero for Chicago. Obviously,
I'm talking about the team as a whole.
Okay.
Gausman was on a one-year deal. Darren Ruff was 30-something years old, and it was like, really? Lamar Wade Jr. was claimed off of the recycling bin. You know, Yastrzemski and Slater, I couldn't believe what we were seeing.
Crawford was balling.
Crawford was balling. He was at the end of a contract, end of his career. Posey had a monster year, and he was kind of, you know, rejuvenated. He had been bad the years prior to that. I know he missed the whole COVID season, but, like, not good, bad, by Buster standards. That team did not feel like it was building towards something. Mm. This team right here, because of the mix of guys that are under long-term contracts and where they are in their careers, it feels like this is a window right now where they're building for something. I'm not saying a championship window, but this feels sustainable.
Do you feel better about this team where this team is at, Giants fans, right now on June 9th or 10 games over, than you did about that 2021 team? At any point. Then again, that was a historic team, the most wins they've ever had in a regular season.
I know, it's pretty crazy.
It was unbelievable season. It ended in five games in the LDS, or the NLDS, I should say, against the Dodgers. Obviously, you were there to see that happen. By the way, what's coming up? The game is brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. More of your calls, more of your texts, 888-957-9570. The Giants are on fire. They won five in a row, and we're on fire, too, because we have no AC on 95.7 The Game. And in the past, you were losing these same type of ball games. This is usually the inflection point of the season for the Giants the last few years, where they were like hovering around 500. It was like one step forward, two steps back. But now they're building some momentum here, heading towards, you know, I know we're still a ways away from the trade deadline, but I'm feeling really optimistic about this team. And if they could add a big boy here or there, a big thumper in this lineup, Yeah, they got action. They absolutely do. When I look, just look around the league. Is there any actual team that feels like a super juggernaut? They're going to beat you, kind of. Even the Detroit Tigers, like in the AL, we can go any team. Like, sure, they swept you. They looked pretty freaking good. They had the best pitcher in baseball. But you look at that lineup, and we talked about it with Flem, Dave Fleming, voice of the Giants, our Giants insider. There's not exactly like a guy in there that you fear every time he steps to the plate. And no, the Giants don't have that player either, obviously. And maybe they don't even get that player out there. Maybe they don't get him. Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's a Matt Olson type or something like that. I'm just throwing a name out there. I'm not saying they're going to trade for Matt Olson. I'm not saying the Braves are trading him. I'm just using that team because they're 10 games under 500. They're gonna, maybe they're going to shake some things up at the deadline. Who knows? Maybe it's a player like that who's not quite a household name, but a guy that brings you thump and brings fear into the opposing line. Maybe it's Bryce Eldridge. Who the hell knows if they call him up? He's 20 years old. I don't know what to make of it. But the fact that we're even talking about that, Joe, on June 9th, that the Giants feel like a bat away, that's something in and of itself, right?
And it feels, yes, there's no doubt. And it feels like quietly, Matt Chapman is really heating up.
Yeah.
Last 15 games, 17 for 52, 8 runs scored. The walks and the strikeouts are almost identical. Usually he has twice as many strikeouts as walks in his career. It's somewhere in that range, right? Right now, you know, again, last 15 games, I mean, he's basically slugging 600. That's phenomenal. He's got 17 hits, a couple of home runs, 3 of them to be exact. And the big one on Saturday, I can't remember the last time the Giants hit a home run to win a game. I'm talking about walk-off home run. And not like in a tie game. Down.
I think that was...
Sam, when was the last time they...
Didn't Yaz have a walk-off splash hit this year?
Yeah, okay. Down a run?
Let me double check and see if they were down on that
I thought they were tied in that game. Being down a run, I can't remember the last time that's happened.
Well, I know they kept saying Matt Chapman, that's his first walk-off just hit in general since 2019, I want to say. So it's been a long time since he was an Oakland Athletic. It's been as far back as that, 6 years ago since he's had a walk-off, and boy, did he need one. And he's been hot, as you said. He's still batting just 243, but where he was and where he is now.
243 is his career. Exactly. Like, he's going to be right where.
That's who he is.
Exactly.
And he's a streaky player.
Stay there.
Exactly. That's fine. That goes without saying. What we are concerned about, or if there's any concern right now, is the hand that he jammed, his right hand. X-rays were negative on that, Joe. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be listed as day-to-day going forward. So that is good news. And if there is any good news there, then hopefully there's nothing too serious, because that is his moneymaker, is his right hand.
Well, and the reason why I thought yesterday's win was so big is Adames took the day off and Jung Hoo Lee took the day off. They both needed it, right? And not only do you get the sweep of the Braves, but you win a game that you were down 3-1 into Spencer Strider. And although Spencer Strider coming back from the Tommy John, maybe not viewed the same way.
I don't view him the same way. The guy that they're really missing right now is in New York City, by the way. It's Max Fried. Well, they can't pay everyone. I hear you.
I mean, they've locked up so many different guys. I mean, basically, I look at their team and I'm like, dude, it's like the Oakland A's from 4 years ago.
No, it's a
Nick
good
Allen at short. Oh, by the way, I love Nick Allen at short. Allen. Defensively, he is a stud. But like Sean Murphy, Matt Olson, and Nick Allen, like there's a zillion A's.
And they're 10 games under 500. So, like, again, like, you're 10 games over, the Braves are 10 games under, and now all of a sudden, where you thought maybe, you know, an Atlanta team could be poaching some San Francisco Giants at the deadline, no, the Giants are looking at all these other lineups and saying, oh, okay, who's going to be out of it in a month or so? And again, we're focusing on the now, but also focusing on the future, which is exciting, because for the first time, I could get excited about the future potentially for the Giants, Joe.
And this is what I loved about the win streak is, Yaz has been pretty quiet till yesterday, right? Adames is, I mean, he's struggling bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Right? Ramos has been pretty steady, but not his greatest week in the world in terms of the offensive production. Fitz has kind of been up and down. It was good to see Pat Bailey wake up a little, but it's not like 6 guys in the lineup are tearing the cover off the ball. No. So you won a bunch of tight ball games, one-run games. I mean, that's September baseball. That's playoff baseball. And to be able to utilize their bullpen the way they have, you know, they've been excellent right now. I mean, Camilo Duvall, over 100 saves. That feat happened last week. He was good yesterday, and I think that his team has been good right now, and I love the way that Bob Melvin is pulling all the levers.
I don't know if you heard Mike Kruko on NBC Sports Bay Area. I think it was pregame on Saturday. He was talking to Carlos Ramirez and Richie Aurelia, who were on the coverage, obviously, for NBC Sports there. And Kruko was like, you know, for Willie, I'd love to see a Trey Turner, like, standing ovation from the fans. Remember, you alluded to this when Trey Turner was struggling with the Phillies. They gave him the standing ovation. It's like, wow, Philadelphia, they're doing, like, a reverse, like, thing where they're usually booing all the players that are struggling, but now all of a sudden they're getting behind the player, and then obviously he went on tear. Trey Turner has been amazing, right? Like, is it something as simple as that for the mentals of Willie Adames, for the fans to just stand up and cheer next time he's playing or next time he's at in front of Oracle Park? Like, is that what we're going to do?
I mean,
is that where we're at already for Willie Adames, really?
I mean, Joe, he's still got to be able to go out there and perform. We could cheer all we want when he's swinging over the top of a breaking ball on the first pitch out of his shoes. Like, you could feel the air come out of the stadium. You could feel it. I mean, the poor guy's at bats. Like, I would just sit there and ask anyone, like, we could cheer all we want as fans. And I'm here for that. Trust me, I want to root for the guy. I want to like him. We all want to like him. He's clearly...
Yay!
No. He's clearly a very beloved guy by his teammates. His at-bats are atrocious right now. It's hard to defend them. Now, he's swinging over breaking balls left and right. He's not barreling anything up. The guy has one hit in his last 22 at-bats, 9 strikeouts, and quite frankly, the at-bats are worse than the numbers, which is almost impossible because he's batting 0-45 in the last 7 games.
It's bad.
The guy's basically, you know, getting a walk is like we're doing cartwheels here. So, Joe, I hear you, like, the fans could cheer and all that, and I get, believe me, sentimentally.
That was what Mike Kruko said. I'm just saying. Okay. That's what he threw out there.
I love Kruko, but sometimes Kruko just, come on, dog, give me a break. Like, if I would have said that to Mike Kruko in 1984,
he would have
been like, give me a break.
Yeah, seriously.
I love Adames. Like, I'm rooting for the guy. I really do. Like, there's a lot to really like. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to the audience. I'm not going to sit here and say, their bets are close. They're not close.
Let's just keep it a buck.
Like, we could go through the pitch logs, Joe. Like, I'm being real here. Like, I watch every game back, and I go through certain at-bats. I'm not trying to be that guy. His at-bats are horrible. I am trying to find, he fouled off 4 or 5 pitches here. No, the at-bats, they're not even close. So I'm not going to lie to the audience. He's been downright awful. And defensively, hasn't been good either. Like, there's a whole separate conversation. Like, Nick Allen right now is batting dead last for the Braves for a reason. He's not a great hitter.
No.
Nick Allen is a significantly better defensive shortstop than Willie Adames.
Yes.
So, like, we can do all that clapping and the cheering, and I'm here for all that and getting his mentals right. He also needs to meet us halfway and play better, and he needs to have better at-bats. And hopefully having a couple days off in a row is the start of that.
Let's just call it what it is. It's been one of the biggest busts so far of the offseason signings. And I'm not as tapped in on every other major signing this offseason, but when it comes to every single day players, it's got to be Willie Adames has been the return on investment has just been abysmal. For the San Francisco Giants. But again, they're 10 games over 500, and if Willie could somehow, I mean, we've been saying this for the last month, right? If he could somehow break out of this slump, how huge of an effect would that be for this team overall as they are red hot? Hottest team in baseball right now, Joe. 5 in a row for the Giants.
We're in the middle of June.
Yes.
Okay. If I told you he got his batting average up to like 222.
Oh my God.
I think I'd be kind of shocked.
Yeah.
That's how bad it's been. Like, the at-bats have not been leaving me very encouraged. And again, I don't want to be negative today, but they got to get something from them.
They do.
I mean, they really do.
Well, it could only be up from here. Again, glass half full mentality right now for me as the Giants are 10 games over. We'll pick this conversation up.
And there's something that Harold Reynolds said about him that I just completely disagree with.
We're going to play that sound on the other side. Plus, we'll react to what Buster Posey had to say with Tim Kawakami and the TK show over the weekend as well. You know what? As great as the Giants have been, and they've been in fuego, I want to highlight just an incredible win over the weekend by our Golden State Valkyries, Joe. 95-68, blowing out the Las Vegas Aces. And what do we know about the Las Vegas Aces and the WNBA? They're pretty good, and they pay their players a lot of money. Asia Wilson, Chelsea Gray, they got a lot of talent on that team, but they got absolutely eviscerated over the weekend at Chase Center, and make sure you are locked into the roast between 7:30 and 7:45 all week long, because we are giving away a pair of Golden State Valkyries tickets to their matchup against the Connecticut Sun on June 22nd at Chase Center. When you hear this Kevin Dana call, do you got it
The tapping off the catch, into the lane, back for Martin, right wing, three, cha-ching! 36-34, Valkyries on top!
And that's going to, again, not right now, between 7:30 and 7:45, you're going to be caller number 5 on the contest line and score yourself a pair of tickets. You can also go to valkyries.com for your tickets. And again, all week long, we are doing that. We're going to pick up this Giants talk on the other side. They've won 5 in a row. Hottest team in baseball right now, folks. Get on the bandwagon. Right now's the time to do it. And that's what's coming on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Five in a row, all one-run games. You split against the Padres. You sweep the not-hot Atlanta Braves. All of a sudden, it's hot in the studio, though, because, well, no air conditioning. We feel from the Giants. The Bats, though, Joe, they can still use a boost, and we're talking about that. And this is a team worth getting excited about and even more excited if they swing a big trade. And what Buster Posey had to say over the weekend, we will get to with one Tim Kawakami of the TK Show, because he had some very interesting thoughts, not only about this upcoming trade deadline, but a trade deadline of the past that a lot of Giants fans know very well when it comes to one Zach Wheeler, Carlos Beltran. Everyone remembers it. I'm sure you do very, very well. That was a big trade that, you know, it didn't end up working out, but it was risky. And in hindsight, you know what? I'd do it again. Like, it sounds crazy. Like, there are certain trades where they don't work out that you still say as a sports fan, you know what, it didn't work out then, but I'm not mad at them for making it. People crush me for this one a lot, and I think the biggest example of how it could ruin a team, not the Beltran one, sure, but I go back to 2014 when the A's made that huge trade and was trading Cespedes for John Lester, straight up. They felt like they were an ace, a number one ace pitcher away from winning the whole damn thing. And to their credit, after they made that trade, they were the favorites, according to Vegas, to win the whole damn thing. They were stacked top to bottom. They had like 10 all-stars, something ridiculous. They made the Samardzija trade. They got all these players. And I was like, you know what? Even in hindsight, I know it didn't work out, and they tanked, and the Angels ended up winning that division, and then all, you know, bleep hit the fan, and they lost to the Royals because John Lester couldn't throw to first base. I still liked the gumption that Billy Bean showed then. Even with what the Giants did in Carlos Beltran and Zach Wheeler, I understood the thought process because they felt like they were just a bat away. It didn't work. It didn't work. And Zach Wheeler's still balling. He's now with the Phillies, still been with the Phillies, and it's been great. He was with the Mets prior to that. But you get what I'm saying, though, Joe? Like, even if it doesn't work, the fact that you made a big trade, I think, sends sound waves and resonates for fan bases,
there's
right?
There's no doubt it does. And just to put a bow on the whole Wheeler-Beltran deal, people, I swear to God, there's a lot of people that just they just forget the reality of what was happening. They won their first World Series in 2010, okay? Let me give you their record the day they made the trade. Now, Posey had been lost for the year on May 28th. So
Scott Cousins.
2 months earlier. This team, without Posey, was 61-44. 61-44 the day they made the trade for Beltran. They were 4 games up on the Arizona Diamondbacks. All right? This is before the extra wild card spots
right,
and all that.
Right.
You were 61-44. You owed it to yourself. Now, I went back and I looked. Now, just to let everyone know, they had Kane, Bumgarner, Lincecum, Vogelsong, Jonathan Sanchez, and Barry Zito. Kane made 33 starts that year. Bumgarner, 33 starts that year. Lincecum, 33 starts that year. Vogelsong, 30 starts that year. Sanchez, 19. Zito, 9. And a guy named Eric Sierkamp took some starts.
I remember that, man.
Those guys' ages, 26, 21, 27, 33, 28, 33. They thought they had their pitching staff pretty much set up. They had drafted Zach Wheeler 2 years prior. All right? They traded him. Beltran, at 34 years old, played 44 games, batted .323 with a .920 OPS. Now, he ended up getting hurt down the stretch. Mm. All right? The team was 61-44. They owed it to themselves to see if they could squeeze into the playoffs without their best player. You don't just give up because Buster Posey got hurt.
No.
Again, you were 61-44 in the prime of Kane and Lincecum, with Vogelsong having an all-star type season, with Bumgarner at 21 years old, with Jonathan Sanchez, being really good. All right. They thought they had a nucleus. And you remember, you had already paid Barry Zito, so you still had him in the fold. When they traded away Zach Wheeler, he didn't come back up into the majors because he was in the minors. He had never pitched for the Giants until 2013.
Was he their number one prospect at the time? Do you know?
He was ranked in a variety of spots as their number one prospect, okay? But he really didn't have a breakout till 2014. That was 3 years later, where he went 11-11 with a 3.54 ERA. Kind of what a better version of what we saw from Birdsong last year.
Mm.
A better version, but a full season. What you're hoping Birdsong does now,
right?
And then he tore his UCL in 2015. He really didn't have the monster season until 2018. 7 years after the trade was made.
Right?
7 years.
Seven, like, that's baseball. Like, sometimes it takes a long time, and the Giants weren't willing to wait 7 years. And you know what? Quite frankly, it's a long-ass time.
Joe, he might not have been a Giant by the time he broke out in 2018.
I know it's not the same comparison, but it's how some Warriors fans feel about Jonathan Kuminga. Yeah, maybe like 4 or 5 years from now,
sure,
he might be awesome and he should be an all-star, but that's not where Stephen Curry is right now. He's got like 2 years left, maybe, to win a title, and then he's going to hang him up. Like, so that's why people are like, it's not, again, not like for like the same, but this is what Buster Posey said, Joe. I have the sound.
About the Beltran. He was on that team, so he obviously had a feel for the dugout. And I, to this day, I will go down, and I said it then, I'll say it now, I'll say it till I'm in the grave.
Say it.
I would have done the Beltran deal 10 out of 10 times.
And Buster Posey, this is him on the TK show, also saying he loved it.
I love the Wheeler trade. I mean, I just think it's such a bold move by Saves, you know, bringing in Carlos Beltran, one of the great hitters in the game. And it was just a signal to the group that he felt like we were in a position to go out and win again. I don't look at that as a negative, because again, it was the leader of our operation saying, I believe in you guys. And, you know, Wheeler is one of the best pitchers in the game, but it'd be nice if we had a crystal ball and could say that was, you don't know. Nobody knows.
And it took them a while too.
Anybody that says they know, it's always easy to look back on these things years down the road and then overanalyze them.
I love that mindset for my GM.
Totally agree.
I love that.
And you know what it tells me? It signals me as Giants, and that was with the TK, Tim Kawakami show, which
Odyssey.
Is on Odyssey, that you'll see. It's going to get posted later today. Yep. Or it posted on podcast, but not on YouTube. Yep. When you have Posey at the top of the helm, and that's his mindset, you know what that tells me? Giants are going to be in. And he is ready and willing to make bold moves. Isn't that what you want from your franchise?
Yes.
Why did this team have zero faith, and the fan base, zero faith in Farhan the last few years?
Because he was risk averse. He didn't make trades that you felt like were going to really be substantial to this lineup and to this team. Like J.D. Davis, God love the guy. He had some moments.
Was him making or breaking the franchise?
Darren Ruff. Right, like, come
and then,
on.
Look, you could find. Look, right now they have Dom Smith.
Exactly,
came out of nowhere.
There you
if
go.
You think Buster Posey thinks he's done after acquiring Dom Smith,
no.
I think you're crazy.
No, nor.
And he basically told you right then and there, if it presents itself again this year, and there's a Beltran-like move that they can make, and they have to surrender a young guy, they're going to do it. Don't you want that from the people at the top of your team, of your favorite team?
Yes.
I love that mindset.
Why do you think we loved what Mike Dunleavy did the last few months for the Golden State Warriors?
Yes.
Because they made a big, they felt the desperation.
That's a great
They felt desperate. Now, is this Giants team at the same level and stage of that Warriors team? No, they are not. But that doesn't mean you also can't feel like if Buster Posey's feeling some desperation. Because you know what? He wants to make a big splash in his first full season here. He wants to make the playoffs. He wants to have that instant success. And he knows what it takes. And he has a pulse of this fan base, Joe. Like, that's the thing in all this. I never felt that Farhan truly understood this fan base and what it wanted and what it needed every single day. He lost touch with the average fan. Or he never had it. And you know what? Some people don't. And that's just the nature of the business. But the good ones, hell, the great ones, they understand a fan base. Do you think John Lynch understands the 49ers fan base and what they want?
Now he does, absolutely. He's been doing the job for quite some time.
Do you think Mike Dunleavy understands what they want? He's been with the organization a while now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You think, let's just go.
As fans, sure. We might disagree on the direction of sure. both of those guys, but I think we all understand, like individually we might disagree.
Right.
I think a big chunk of Niner fans are like, do whatever it takes to win a Lombardi.
There you
right?
go. Absolutely. And going to the Warriors, like, whether you like the Jimmy Butler trade or not, you knew something had to happen.
Absolutely.
Status quo was not the answer.
Yes.
And they made a big deal, and they got rid of Wiggins. They brought in Jimmy Butler. Howie Roseman. You think the guy knows the Philadelphia Eagles, the most abhorrent fan base, according to a lot of people in sports? He understands them. So, yes, I think Buster Posey understands this fan base, and he realizes a big bat would do wonders for not only the fan base, but the team itself, because it's about believing this team. Him saying it was time to go and DFAing the Lamont Wade Juniors of the world, right? Bringing up the Dom Smiths, bringing him in. Like, I know it feels small, like, who the hell is Lamont Wade in comparison to some of this? No, but it was a rallying cry, and they've responded.
You know what would have happened a year or two ago had they done this? If they would have sent down, they would have DFA'd Lamont Wade. He would have cleared waivers, and then they would have had him in the minors, and we would have seen him in about 3 weeks. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And then now the Angels acquired him, and they did what, cash considerations? Is that what it was?
Because, yeah. Look, Buster realized, like, hey, we got to move on here. Like,
you can't just,
we
yeah.
can't bring him back.
Like, there you go.
We've got to move on here. And I think that what ended up happening was it was the same old, and there were the Farhan guys that would, no matter what, they would never be able to get eradicated from the roster, and they would always find a way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.